Blog Talk Radio.
Not knowing all the time.
Be There Magazine today. this goes into the archives. People can listen to this over and over again. If we can touch one male, one people or in a relationship, can understand that you can no longer skate in 2012. Either you have it or you don't. The woman knows. A woman knows when she's dealing with a man, whether he has a man card or not. She knows whether he has the man edge. She may put up with it for a certain amount of time, a period of time. However, it's going to come out in the wash at some point that you have no man card, and she's going to call you out on it, and you can't pull anything out your pocket to trump it. At that point, it could go south. It could get argumentative. It could get to a point where it gets physical, or you can be locked up. The police can get called, but it all stems because you had no man card. Without a doubt, you had no man edge.
No question. No question about it. And you've got to have an edge. Talk to the listeners, especially the men, and explain what you mean by having an edge, because just innately, you can have the best of women, but if they sense that a man is weak, they won't respect him. They will not respect him. So you've got to have that edge, and I think that a woman has to really like a man in some situations just a little more than the guy likes her. And I'm not saying that this is all times, but at least from the very beginning. If you call a woman and leaves a message and she doesn't call you back, or if you take her out to a dinner or lunch and she doesn't call you that evening or the next day thanking you, then you know what? You don't have an edge. Leave her alone.
We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the man edge, how important it is to have a man edge, and how it will affect your relationship if you don't have it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Be There Magazine today. Where are we going this week? Where will Be There Magazine be? Health and Wellness Affair at the Convention Center. Channel 4, this is about the 15th year. It's free. Come get your health on. Find out what's ailing you, what's not ailing you, what you can do to improve your health. Health is the number one factor for 2012. If your health is not intact, you can't act. You won't be nothing without your health in 2012. Also, Stephanie Mills. Stephanie Mills is still hot as a firecracker. She is a beauty, a head turner, a neck breaker, and she has the voice. And guess where she'll be on the 16th and 17th? At the Birchmere, and that's where Be There Magazine's going to be. Be There Magazine today. We're talking about the edge. Before we went to the break, the edge. You have to have an edge, the man edge, not just the edge, but the man edge. When a woman looks at a man in a relationship and she values him and she loves him and she respects him, it's an edge. It gives him an edge, a man edge. Without that edge, if she does not respect you or she does not care about you, or like we talked about earlier, if you call her and she don't want to call you, it's quite apparent she don't like you like that. She's not excited about you like that. So you don't have the man edge. The man edge is important. It's critical. It's unacceptable if you don't have it in a relationship, because you won't have the edge. And the edge gives you what I call the essence of the relationship, because now she looks at you, she wants to understand you, she wants to respect you. If you're saying something, you're talking about a subject matter and you're discussing it, and all of a sudden you're saying something and she's saying something, and then she has to go back into her mind and reiterate herself and her relationship and say, wait a minute, can I keep running my mouth like this? I want to stop. He has the edge, the man edge. I want to hear what he has to say. I respect what he has to say. You have some women who say, hey, I have to respect my mate, my husband. I have to submit to him. I have to understand. It's all about an edge. What do you think about that?
I would agree. And when we say edge, we're not talking about men taking advantage of women or advantage taking. No, what we're talking about for the relationship to work and for the relationship to maintain over a period of years, that the woman has to like you. She's got to like you. And when she does, then she will do certain things. So many guys try to break women down from the very beginning. They try to pursue women. I think that's a mistake. It can work sometimes, but for the most part, you will know if a woman is interested and if a woman likes you. And if she's not, and if you've got to persuade her, then at some point that could come back to haunt you. That's just how I feel.
That's a great point when you're talking about pursuing. Lots of women are ingrained, or they are what I call embedded in their DNA, that the man is the aggressor. The man is the hunter. The man is the chaser. The man wants to be the pursuer. And back in the old days, it was really taught to young girls that you prepare yourself to be chased by a man. And they use little, what I call, things to get the man to chase them or to pursue them. She may walk by a group of men and drop a handkerchief and keep on walking. And the man that picks the handkerchief would run behind her and say, this is your handkerchief. And then he would stand there, and his job or his obligation or his way would be to pursue her and start to ask her out and then keep pursuing her and pursue her. Even if she says no or my dance card is full, you still keep coming back and you still keep coming back. And women want that. They want the man who's the aggressor. So the man who goes out and becomes a pursuer, he can pursue, 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 and he can get. That's why a lot of women get played, because the man comes across as the pursuer. He's chasing me. And once he gets her, he tosses her aside because he really didn't want her. He liked to chase more than the person. Is that kind of
it? No, that's correct. I mean, that is correct. But I think also that you have to understand when a person is interested and when a person is not, okay? And you don't change people. You know, what you have going in will only multiply once you're in there. And from the very beginning, if you ask a guy, if you ask a lady out and you go out and you guys have a great time, and that evening, before she retires and goes to bed, she'll give you a call saying how much she enjoyed it and thank you very much, and she'll call you the next day. I mean, she's interested in you. She's interested. But if you've got to call someone and say, well, how come I haven't heard from you? Or why are you acting this way, the way I've treated you? Hey, you're short from the beginning. Leave it alone. You got to know when to get off the stage.
What about women who say, I never liked him in the beginning? You know, I looked at him. He was short. He was bald. He was ugly around the face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he kept on asking me out. He was persistent. And I kept going by his desk every day toward the water cooler. And he kept saying, can I take you out? And I kept looking at him, and he never really interested me. But then one day, I just went out with him. And next thing you know, we became an item. And I was watching Bobby Womack the other day, this thing called Unsung. And Bobby Womack saw a girl. He was driving down the street, and she was driving a opposite direction. And she saw him, and she knew who he was, but he didn't know who she was. And he waved at her and asked her to pull over. And from that point, he kept pursuing her, you know, took her out to a Mexican restaurant, didn't know her from Adam, but he asked her to marry him. Long story short, they got married. But he pursued her, you know, he just went after her. I mean,
well, there's a difference between courting and pursuing. You know, courting is certainly what you do. You let a woman know in a lot of different ways how special she is, how lucky you are to have met her. That's more than appropriate. That's what men should do. But then on the other hand, you ask a woman out, and on Monday, she can't go out. No explanation. You call back on Friday, ask her out. She can't go out. No explanation. See, that's the difference. Now, you can be persistent, and maybe on the fourth or fifth try, she'll decide to go out with you. But that's a gamble. That's a roll of the dice that me, socially, I was never willing to take. Me, if I would call a woman and ask her out and she says no, then I would say, okay, well, I would like to go out with you. You let me know when you're available. Put it on her. If she doesn't call and let me know when she's available, then, hey, she doesn't go out with me.
It's a good measuring
point.
You've got to have
confidence in yourself. You got to feel good about yourself. You got to have confidence in yourself and say that, you know what, when Noah built the ark and he took two, not one, two. So if this person who you feel you want to have, but she's not responding, there's someone else that looks like her, if not better, that will respond. You got to feel good about yourself.
You got to love yourself. As a man, you have to know what your self-worth is. But it is true, especially in this area here, a man has all the advantages of a relationship if he's truly a man. If he understands himself, he loves himself, he has confidence in himself, he feels as though that he has something to offer a woman in a relationship, there's somebody that wants him. He will never, ever be without a woman. He will never be lonely. He will never look like a clown. He basically is a man. When you're walking around, you have all the attributes of a man. You have money. You have looks. You have intelligence. You have a place to stay. All the aspects that make you whole. And you look as simple as a man, you don't know who you are as a man. You don't know what you're worth. You have no clue who you are because there's no logic in it in this town. If you are
and
a man,
right.
You cannot
be alone. You know, also, what I always advise younger guys, that the sign of a real man is not how many women you can get, but how many women you want. And there's a difference. If someone sees you with a woman, a different woman, every other night, then you've lost your credibility. But when someone sees you with a woman once a year, then they'll say, hey, you know what? This guy took his time. He picked somebody, and he picked somebody that is whole and has her stuff together.
Right. That dating a woman every day or bringing somebody out, showing somebody, this is my new lady, and then next month, this is my new lady. Two factors means that you either you can't hold on to a woman,
that's
woman
right.
Don't want you. You know, you,
right.
you can't hold on. It's the same thing.
Or you don't know what you want.
You know what you want. You just go from one woman to another woman to another woman, but you have no idea what you like, what type of woman you want to be with or be involved with. You don't have a clue. And the woman will find that out also that you're dealing with. She'll say, hey, what happened that way? Oh, well, he know what he wants. And basically, you know, we couldn't make it. You know, but like I said, if you take your time, though, and you get the woman that you like, the woman of substance, the woman who basically is a woman, and you associate yourself with it, then you have something. You have some credibility because people like credibility. They want to know. Even in relationships, if a woman meets you and you tell her, they ask you a simple question over dinner. And that question is, how long were you in your last relationship? And that's a meter test for a woman. If you say, oh, we dated for a month, 2 months, 6 months, but if you say something like, I was in my last relationship for 2.5 years, and then they're going to ask you, why did it break up? And then they're going to ask you, how do you feel about it now? Those are meter-tested questions. And it lets her know that you have something. It's like somebody asking you, you know, to graduate from high school. If you tell her no and you're 30 years old, then they know that you never finished nothing. They look at you
right.
and say, you didn't finish
That's
anything.
Right.
You know,
or
so
if
now.
You, or Russ, if you're a man, and this is just my opinion. Some folks may disagree. But if you're a man, and let's say you're 50 years old, and you meet a woman who's 48, 49, and she tells you she's been married 3 times, and she's not 50, she's been married 3 times, my first question would be, how many of your husbands are deceased? And she's been married 3 times, and none are deceased, that's a red flag. That's a statement.
You know, something in the milk's not clean.
That's right. That's right.
3 times, she's been married 3 times, and none of her husbands are deceased. She cannot put the W in front
of her
name. She's no widow.
Right.
Yeah, and she's not 50 years old. Those are meter tests for men, though. I think meter tests for men. Men have meter tests, and women have meter tests, but that's a true meter test for a man. A woman married 3-4 times, she's not 50, and nobody's dead. And she said, well, is that her or is it him? You know, because she had the opportunity to really, and she said it 3 times. When a woman says, I do, it's for the rest of her life. She said it 3 times, but it didn't mean anything because it was undo. It was an undo.
Right.
And it was undo 3 times. So if somebody would say, hey, I would tell people like when I watched J-Lo and she got undo. I'm saying to myself, if you met J-Lo and you a man, you would have to reassess J-Lo and you would say, hey, is this J-Lo or is this J-Lo? Is this the J? Because she's been married 3 times. Now, if I get involved with J-Lo, what I want is the essence of what J-Lo is now and what she, not what she was, but what she is now. But I got to know that if she says I do, it don't mean nothing. It cannot mean anything as far as really I do, because you know at some point she can undo, and you have to accept that. You have to accept the time you get with J-Lo. Anybody that dates J-Lo now, or if they marry her, they have to say, what is the J-Lo time left before J-Lo goes completely south? What is left? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to enjoy what is, but you can't look at her and say, if we get married, it's going to be forever. It don't work like that. It don't work like that.
And then also, Russell, I think that you really got to know, I believe, who to approach. If you are in a certain category, you know that 9 times out of 10, you can't approach a certain woman. I mean, and it's not going to work. And I'm not saying that you have to be a millionaire to approach an Oprah Winfrey. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you got to have your stuff together.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. You've got to stay in your lane. You have to stay
in your lane.
If you're 75 years old and you in the grocery store and you see a beautiful, vivacious woman who is 30 years old, well, if she agrees to go out with you, you know what it's going to be about. You got to pay that bill.
Got to pay that bill, but no doubt. And on that note, we're going to close this out. This is Be There Magazine today. We're here every day at 1 o'clock. You'll hear business. You'll hear business tips. You'll hear where to go, who to call, how to get there. Give us a call at 202-445-1131. You could be on Be There Magazine today. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have lots of fancy clothes
and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would stab me straight in my back. No,
even had a house.